to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We're talking about corporations today, the state corporations called municipal corporations. So a municipal charter, again, is just an agency of the state government. It is, KW was saying, you know, you can actually find out who the landholder is, who the people, the actual people that own the land of each municipal corporation are. You can find who owns the county land. It's probably difficult, but there are certain places where it's a well-known thing. For some reason, people don't seem to be bothered that their entire city is on land that is owned by one or two or four or 10 or 20 people. And it's all rented out to the state. And of course, they're benefiting from that rent. In other words, this is the government. You think the government is the one taxing you. Well, guess what? The government that's renting the land is paying tax to people to which they set up their charter, to which they set up their agency of government. You never think of that, do you? These people walk among you. They walk among you, and they probably look at you like cattle. I mean, literally, like a farmer would walk through his cattle in his little field. They're looking at you. You think that you're one of them, and you would never be able to tell the difference. Just like you know, you'd have to put on your glasses, your sunglasses, to see that they live, to see that they live, and that we are dead. Civil life versus spiritual life. They are the spirits that walk among us, but they look at us like what we are, which is just ghosts, dead cattle, chattel. Municipal corporation is a public corporation created by government for political purposes, having subordinate and local powers of legislation and incorporation of persons. So in other words, it has nothing to do with you, only your person, which is not you. Inhabitants of a particular place or connected with a particular district, a distrain, remember, a distress, enabling them to conduct its local civil government. Civil government. It's administering your person. A legal institution formed by charter from sovereign power, erecting a populous community or prescribed area into a body politic and corporate, with corporate name, of course, and continuous succession. And for the purpose and with the authority of subordinate self-government and improvement and local administration of affairs of state. A body corporate consisting of the inhabitants, another word for inhabitant, folks, is resident of a designated area created by the legislature with or without the consent, that's with or without the consent of such inhabitants or foreign residents for governmental purposes. Possessing local legislative and administrative power. They administrate the person. Also power to exercise within such areas so much of the administrative power of the state as may be delegated to it, and possessing limited capacity to own and hold property and to act in purveyance of public conveniences. Cities, towns, and villages are municipal corporations proper. This is why I call this the Corporation Nation. It's one giant corporation with a bunch of body corporates inside of it. Everything you do is corporate. commercial. On the other hand, such a term in many instances does not extend so far as to include counties. Ah, that's not necessarily true, though. Or drainage districts, because a district is a federal thing set up for distress of persons, ships. Or irrigation districts, etc., etc. You're going to find all kinds of districts. You have your water district. You have all kinds of sewer districts. District. And they set districts up with taxing power. Power to fine and fee because, well, you don't know any better. A district calls you a customer, not a taxpayer. They are your corporation and you are its customer. That's the great thing about districts is they have their own kind of set of rules. They're not part of the municipality. That's why they set them up as districts. Districts are very important. Special financing districts, etc., etc., etc. Here in Utah, here in Salt Lake County, I should say, from the sheriff who sold his county, Mr. Winder of Winder Farms, a family that's been in the Utah local politics here for 9 generations, I think it is. I don't know why people allow that either, but okay, whatever. The Bushes, you know, what can you do? So the special financing district was set up. Now, districts can be set up out of thin air, okay? It's just a state enactment. Nothing big. You have nothing to do with it. You don't participate in it. You don't vote for it. They create it. Not on your behalf, but to tax you and fine you and make fees and make you customers. Automatic customers, basically. They're creating customers by creating districts. Now, the district here was set up for the specific and stated purpose. I mean, it wasn't even hiding it. The district itself does nothing at all except act as a bill collector for the new taxes that they propose. What are the taxes that are required of people? Well, I should rephrase that. Let's say they're not required, because, you know, they're not really taxes, they're fees, and you can't require a fee. But you see, the way that the sheriff and that are doing it all across the country, all these special financing districts, the way they're doing it is they say, well, if you don't pay the fee, we're going to attach it to your property tax. Ah, see, that's a tax. So they put a little levy, a little lien on your property tax. You don't pay your property tax, suddenly you realize that fee, which is not labeled as a tax and not enforceable to be paid except voluntarily, becomes a tax. It becomes a district because, remember, it's a district, a special financing district. So anything the district gives you, because it's coming from a more federal aspect as a district, a distrain, a distress upon you and your property, I should say, and your person, well, guess what? Okay, you don't want to pay the fee? Well, we have all kinds of little schemes and tricks to make you pay. But the best one, the one I see over and over, is simply to force you to pay your property tax, which just happens to have a lien in the same amount of the fee that you didn't pay before because you think that it's extortion and exaction. But then again, that's your right. According to Section 1981 of Title 42, it is your right to be exacted. That's the great thing about rights is they're really not rights. You're forced to do things, and that's your right. So, the whole purpose of the South Lake Valley, something or other, the whole stated purpose, even on its website, and admitted by the sheriff as we harassed him over and over, was to literally to collect on the fees and to establish the fees and to go out and do the work, the footwork to see, well, let's see, how much can we charge these people and they'll willingly pay for the most part. You know, there were some holdouts, of course, and some of them lost their property because they wouldn't pay their property tax. Well, that's what municipal corporations do. That's what sheriffs do. They're not on your side. Just because you vote for them, you think they're lawful. Well, they're of law. They're creations of law. They're not created by you. Yeah, we have your Sheriff Mack, who I have lots of funny stories about. What a fraud. Who says, oh, yeah, the sheriff's going to save you. You know what? The only thing our sheriff does here, because he created a false army of of non-deputies, of non-sheriffs. They're police now. They're not sheriffs. They're not deputies. Unified. We have a unified fire department, a unified police department. One big, happy gang. The most dangerous street gang in America, of course. Police force. So, you're supposed to believe the sheriff's there to help you and protect you, but of course he's the first one there when you when they're going to sell all your property because you haven't paid your bills, right? Oh, yeah, that's the sheriff's a lien sale. Oh, thanks, sheriff. So glad you're protecting me from these banks. You're actually forcing me to move out of my own home and selling the things in my home by forcing me out. That's the role of the sheriff. Now, the only things that are left in the sheriff's department... all the patrol officers are all police now. They're all municipal. And that's very important. They're municipal. They're no longer lawful. They're municipal. They're subordinate to the state government. That's the important part. Okay, so the only thing left in the sheriff's department are the people who call themselves deputies that run the jails and the courts. They're the ones there to guard against you. So the court is safe, so the judge doesn't get tackled and hung for being so treasonous, for acting in the capacity that he's supposed to act, which is a municipal judge, handling people that are foreigners in his administrative jurisdiction. We all think they're acting treasonously, but they're just doing their jobs. I mean, you can hate them, and you should, but they're just doing their jobs. Cry of the oppressor, right? Ancient cry of the oppressor, ancient cry of the mercenary. Hey, I'm killing this baby because it's my job. I'm throwing this puppy off a cliff. Remember that? It's my job, man. I'm a soldier. I'm a mercenary. I'm a soldier. I'm paid to do this. I'm killing families because I'm paid to do it. It's my job. Well, that's what the sheriff's job is. He's there to sell your property because it's not your property. It's the state's. That's the only thing your sheriff does anymore, folks. The only thing your sheriff does, unless he's invoked in the actual sheriff hat, he is there to guard the jails and to guard the courts. That's it. And half the time, they're just contracting out to private security to do that. School districts, another thing that's independent, that's why they have independent CAFRs. All the districts have independent CAFRs, which are the financial reports, the ones no one looks at, the ones no one realizes why there's so much money out there, and yet none of it is visible to us. Well, it's because we look at the budget, not the CAFR. As to the District of Columbia, nevertheless, it has been held in other cases, often under different circumstances or in different contexts, that the term may include counties. That's the term municipal corporation. And that's important because, again, counties are being disappeared. I think it's Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken, that's gotten rid of all counties. They don't have counties anymore. If a county becomes a municipal corporation, then it becomes subordinate too. County becomes no better than a municipal corporations, which are really bad, in case you haven't noticed. Again, that's why the sheriff is making his police department into a municipality instead of a lawful agency. And yeah, those words are both lies. Don't get me wrong. Now you have quasi-municipal corporations, bodies politic and corporate, created for the sole purpose of performing one or more municipal functions. This is a great way to hide money. If I create an authority, for instance, a school authority where a bunch of schools get together and they self-insure, they put their money, your money, I should say, into a big fund which insures all of their liabilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've created an authority. What's the famous authority, I can't remember, that does all the bridges and everything. That thing is so wealthy you wouldn't believe. Massive investments. Public corporations organized for governmental purposes and having for most purposes the status and powers of municipal corporations, such as counties, townships, school districts, drainage districts, irrigation districts, etc., but not municipal corporations proper, such as cities and incorporated towns. So, I don't know what to tell you, folks. I mean, it makes this strange kind of absolute sense. Like I said, I'm going through these dictionaries and I'm realizing all these words have absolute cohesion. It's one big definition. It's not individual. It's just like the Bible. You can't go to the Bible. I mean, I hear it all the time. I even do it, and I know it's wrong. Look, here's a quote from the Bible, and it says, here's the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to say it out loud and in groups. Well, but wait a minute. I can't just take one verse of the Bible and say that's the Bible. That's the law. That's the rule. That's our problem. Likewise, I can't look at a legal dictionary, take one term out of there and say that's the law. Because all the other laws have to do with that particular term. Without that term, the law would be incomplete. I can't just quote. I mean, I can read these definitions to you, and they're all lies. They're all just concepts. They're from the fruit of the tree of the lie. That's all they are. But, of course, since we're governed by them, we have to have a comprehension of how they work. But it's so important to understand this is all fiction. This is like me describing to you the story of the cinders of Ella, Cinderella, right? I could describe to you the castle, but there is no castle. I can tell you it has 20,000 rooms in it and 50,000 windows, but they don't actually exist. I'm going to use the window, the word window, and the window has a meaning in the fiction, and you might relate it to something real that you actually have. But even what you have is not a window. You just call it a window. How many other languages are there? What's it called in Swahili? Do you think they call it window? You think because they call it by a different name, it has a different... It's a different... Does the name change the actual window? No. It's just a lie. As all words are. It doesn't matter where you use the word. And that is probably the most important aspect to this notion of waking up, because you're waking up to the utter and complete lie that everything that is a lie is based on words. If we didn't speak, if we took the Jesus approach and didn't speak and didn't allow the words to rule us, wow, what a different world it would be. Anyway, I gotta read this story, man. This is just crazy. Have you ever heard of maternity tourism? Maternity tourism. Now imagine you are a poor, one of the over 1 billion poor people in China or wherever, India, etc. It doesn't matter. Mexico, it doesn't matter. Because maternity tourism is an international trade. Maternity tourism raids target California operations catering to the Chinese. So ICE comes in and raids a few corporations, makes the public all happy because we've not allowed people to have any benefits here in the United States. Now, here's how it goes. Feds target scheme in which Chinese women come to the U.S. on fake visas to have babies. Xian Shang made it clear that she had one objective for traveling to the U.S. from China: to give birth so her child would automatically be an American citizen. Now, folks, I don't know what to tell you. If you could come to America... If you could enter into the jurisdiction of the United States, have your baby, abandon it to the United States through the birth certificate, and be happy that your child has just been enslaved by a nation, that your child has just become one of the G20, one of the Goyim 20, if you could come here and your search for a better life means that you're willing to abandon your child in delivery, to forsake your child, to make him a citizen, literally put the mark on your child so that he can buy, sell, and trade in America. Well, I don't know. That should tell you something about your own citizenship, though. It should tell you to stop being so proud of the title of U.S. citizen. It should tell you to figure out that, hey, you know, if it's that easy to become a United States citizen, maybe it's not so special after all. Maybe it's just human traffic. Maybe it's just commercial. Maybe what's really happening is just the enslavement of a foreigner, as opposed to the enslavement of a domestic. What makes you think that your citizenship is different than someone who's born here that just got here from a different country? Oh, but I'm a natural born. Well, the word natural doesn't mean what you think. It's a legal term. When you're talking about something natural in legal, it means animal. It means something. It's horrible. It's an act of God. It's something you don't want. God forbid you should be a natural. They call a natural person, or a natural person is just a reference to the fact that a man is acting as a person in a legal capacity. An artificial person is a reference to a corporation, which is a bunch of natural persons who formed a body corporate, and they call it an artificial person. But a person is never actually the man. The man has to inhabit and like a demon, has to operate the agent, has to operate the person. So you come here from China or Mexico and you abandon your children to the state. Now, for them, I suppose you could say that they're giving their child a better life, although the American dream to me is, I wouldn't call this better, but okay. Okay. To give birth to her child so her child would automatically be an American citizen. I mean, again, wow. That's how special citizenship is, folks. And again, this is no different than what we were talking about earlier is piracy. This is piracy. You're sailing your ship into foreign seas on a visa. Visa's water, by the way. Visa is admiralty. That's the difference between Visa and MasterCard. You can get a visa anywhere. You're sailing your ship into foreign waters under a foreign flag, and you're allowing the United States to board that ship and take and found your child. Create a foundling of unknown parentage. And then later you can claim that, well, my child is there and I'm the legal guardian, so maybe I should be here too. It's the road to quote-unquote citizenship for the parent too. Rest assured, a representative of UWIN USA, that's UWIN USA, that's a company, folks, a company advertising maternity tourism services, told this woman, for fees starting at only $38,000, that's U.S. dollars, the firm guides pregnant women through the process, and she would soon be in the U.S. on a tourist visa to await the birth of her child at a luxury Irvine apartment complex. The company instructed Zhang and her cousin to book tickets to a popular tourist destination such as Hawaii or Las Vegas, purchase a tour package she had no intention of using, and fabricate an employment history to convince immigration officials that she would not overstay her visa, according to a federal affidavit unsealed Tuesday. Quote, if the story is convincing and she's good looking, then the success rate will be pretty high when she goes for the visa interview, quote-unquote, a company representative told Zhang's cousin. So that's how they sell maternity tourism to foreigners. And they put a hefty price tag. Now, I mean, that's more than, you know, I had a lot of friends that came to New York when I lived there that went through this kind of process, but they were doing it through the courts. And they'd have attorneys represent them. And sometimes the attorneys would just walk off with their money because guess what? They had no citizenships. They had no protection. They'd stayed longer than their visa allowed, and they had to rely on the honesty of attorneys. Can you imagine relying on the honesty of attorneys? And half of them would just walk with their money, and there's nothing they could do. Not a thing they could do because they have no protections. What are they going to do? Go to the police and say this attorney stole my money because he was illegally trying to help me get into the country with a green card? Yeah, goodbye. So they just blend into society. Half of New York, it seems to me, are people who were either past their visa and have just stayed, or they've married, which is a couple of my friends. They've married so that they can stay in the country. It's so common, I don't think people realize. In fact, The woman and her cousin were undercover Homeland Security investigations agents, according to the affidavit, which documented their discussions with UN USA officials. In a coincidence, the operators of UN USA set up their operation in an apartment complex across the street from the federal agency's Irvine field office. You ever heard that most crime happens right across the street from the police? I'd say it happens in the police office, but that's just me. UN USA was one of three operations raided Tuesday by federal agents targeting maternity tourism. Three operations. Schemes in which pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States, usually on tourist visas, so that their children will be born U.S. citizens. Now, what about the other 190-something countries that are traveling here on visas? The raids marked the largest federal investigation of its kind aimed at cracking down against the widespread practice of foreign nationals traveling to the U.S. solely to give birth. Birth. Remember, that's what ships do. They birth. They pull into port and they birth. They create a certificate of origin and the certificate of everything that's on their ship. They birth. They're going through the birth process, birth certificate, all that. That is how you become a citizen. You create the matrix, and you enter. Enter the matrix. Swarms of agents descended on apartment complexes in Los Angeles, Orange, and San Bernardino counties, carting out boxes of documents, diaper containers, and trash, and interviewing pregnant women to the backdrop of wailing babies. Investigators said they were looking for evidence of visa fraud. Oh, visa fraud, really? Visa fraud. There is no birth fraud. There's no birth fraud because, the more the merrier. Can you imagine? This is comparable to black Africans saying, "Oh, no, you don't need to catch me. I'll go willingly and you can enslave me." It's just that slavery has changed. The name has changed into servitude, voluntary servitude, citizenship. I mean, this is the same thing. You don't need to club them on the head and put them in cuffs and send them over on a ship where half of them die from scurvy. You just set up a corporation, charge them a bunch of U.S. dollars, and you make a business out of them. This is human trafficking, folks. I don't know if you really grasp this. The United States is in human trafficking. Now, they're going to do things like this to make you think, oh, this is horrible. We don't like this. We don't want new slaves. But it's not true. It's not true. This is all for your benefit. Visa fraud. Do you know how much visa fraud is known? I mean, my God, they don't even do anything when they pull over a Mexican in a car anymore. Have a nice day. Conspiracy and other crimes in which women were helped to fabricate documents for a visa application and coached to falsely claim that they were traveling to the U.S. for tourism. Women were instructed to travel early in their pregnancy and wear loose clothing to avoid detection and enter the U.S. through popular tourist destinations rather than Los Angeles, where authorities are more likely to suspect birth tourism, according to the affidavits. Birth tourism. My God, I mean, birth and slave tourism. Dude, oh, my God. We'll be back, folks. You'd like to call in today, feel free.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free your mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist.
All right, folks, welcome back. 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in today, the U.S. might refuse entry if the belly is too big, one business stated on its website. Yeah, these are websites. Anybody can go to these websites, including the government. They're all over the place. It's not an unknown entity. They're quite public about it. And the website literally tells its customers of other countries that the U.S. might refuse entry if the belly is too big, advertising women to travel 24 to 30 weeks into their pregnancy, according to an affidavit. The size of the belly is quite important to determine when you should arrive in Los Angeles. The businesses, known as maternity hotels or birthing centers, present a headache for local government law enforcement because it is not necessarily illegal. That's right, it's not illegal. It's not illegal for foreign nationals to give birth in the U.S. It's just commerce, folks. Commerce isn't illegal. Many agencies openly advertise services offering assistance in getting newborns a U.S. passport and extolling the benefits that come with American citizenship. Benefits. Yeah, benefits. Yeah, those are obligations. Pain, punishment, license, taxes, and extortion, exaction of every kind, no other. Yep, that's your benefits, including public education. that's scary. And immigration benefits for parents. One mother says, I am a mother. I want to be healthy. I want my child to be happy. I want air to breathe. That's what you hate, folks. That is the thing that you're trying to keep out of this country, honestly. Now, the vultures we're talking about, the attorneys we're talking about, the agents who are promoting this and ripping people off, you should hate them. But these people, for God's sake, she says, I want air to breathe. Think about the air in China. You ever seen the air in China? I'm a mother. I want to be healthy. I want my child to be happy. That's what you're dealing with. That's what you hate. Because your hate has been put towards the thing that is just an accident of the schema, of the plan, of the conspiracy to do this. These are just poor people. They are not coming here with the intention to screw you over. That would be pointless. Now, you have La Raza and you have all these groups that are specifically doing this. I know that. But for the most part, the people involved are not who you should be hating. Taiwanese, Korean, and Turkish mothers are also known to engage in birth tourism, but the practice has become particularly popular in recent years with the newly wealthy Chinese middle class. Cities have cited such operations for building, fire, or zoning violations, but they often swiftly relocate and reopen for business. One affidavit quoted a Law Review article estimated that about 40,000 of 300,000 children born to foreign citizens in the U.S. each year are the product of birth tourism. 40,000 folks of 300,000 children born to foreign citizens in the U.S. are from birth tourism. One of the companies rated Tuesday, Star Baby Care, boasted on its site that it had served 4,000 women from China since it was founded in 1999, according to an affidavit. Folks, I don't know if you're getting this or not, but this is the legal slave trade. Okay, they just because it's called by a different name, and just because it's fluffed up with the word citizenship, which is slavery, voluntary slavery. This is the birthing process. This is the delivery of foreign citizens into the United States. I want you to understand that. I want you to understand this is the epitome, the definition of commerce, interstate commerce, international commerce, under maritime admiralty law. This is piracy. This is absolutely human trafficking. But you see, we've been trained to look at these people as if they're somehow evil. They're not us. They are, you know, and even though that, you know, as we've talked about, we don't realize our status. We believe that we are something better than them, and yet we are the same exact status of them. We say we're natural. We're natural born. No, we're just third party interveners here. That's all we are. And we have to understand that. We have to put ourselves in our own place. We have to realize the error of our ways and the ignorance of our dispositions. The fact that we have been dispositioned. This isn't going to stop, folks. Remember, our birth rate is going down. The bill in the efforts to outlaw and regulate this practice have been so far unsuccessful. Are you kidding me? Unsuccessful to stop this. They can raid marijuana fields left and right. They can completely obliterate. I mean, are you kidding me? The websites are open, publicly, easy to access. Just type in birth tourism, folks. Type it in. Type in birth tourism. Why are efforts to outlaw or regulate the practice of birth tourism so difficult when all you have to do is type in birth tourism and you get 100 hits? It's a lie. They're not trying to stop it. It's the slave trade. I don't think people really grasp that. Well, a slave could get the American dream. He could become rich on the backs of others. As a citizen, he can use the franchise. Therefore, it's not slavery. Okay, well, if you say so. A bill in the 2013 Congress to limit birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship to babies. With at least one American parent was never voted on. Never voted on. That's called an effort. a bill that was never voted on is an effort to outlaw and regulate the practice of birth. Why would you regulate the practice of birth citizenship? Birthright citizenship. I mean, think about that, folks. Birthright has been altered to mean 14th Amendment citizenship, naturalization. that's your birthright now? So birthright, you know, that's a perfect example of why birth is not blood. Your birthright has been legalized. It no longer represents your blood. It's no longer for men. You're talking purely a legal state now. State assembly proposal that would have made it a misdemeanor to operate hotels outside areas where they are allowed by zoning codes died in a legislative committee. It didn't even pass committee. That's an effort. That's an effort. Folks, Congress is the head of human trafficking. Do you think they're going to prevent people from coming here so they can have more slaves? No! It's their business! You think I'm joking? I'm not. Los Angeles County assembled a task force in 2013, on the local level, that makes sense, to field related complaints and cited 28 maternity hotels, but never passed an ordinance specifically barring birth tourism. Of course not. Of course not. Because they're after the money. They're not going to ban birth tourism. They could put people in jail and sell their labor and incarcerate. And there's all kinds of money to be made by illegals, don't you know? Such operations, however, could run afoul of existing visa and tax laws. Yeah, you see, that's what visa is. Not MasterCard and tax laws, visa and tax laws. At a Roland Heights apartment complex where Star Baby Care operated, about 40 personnel from various law enforcement agencies pounded on doors early Tuesday. Teams of agents, aided by interpreters, entered about a dozen apartments, conducting interviews and collecting evidence. Some poked flashlights into units where residents wouldn't open the door. Baby here, said one agent, beckoning a colleague to an apartment. Units that authorities said were used by Star Baby Care were lined with green AstroTurf mats and a row of plants on the outside and furnished inside with IKEA-style furniture. One woman interviewed by federal agents Tuesday said she didn't understand why investigators came knocking on her door. Honest, I swear I flew into Las Vegas and I booked a tour. I didn't use the tour, and then I came here and I had a baby. Why are you knocking on my door? I'm not from here. Why are you knocking on my door? This is a good company, and I've been treated well, she said in Chinese, asking that her name not be used because she was concerned about legal ramifications. Oh, an illegal is concerned about legal ramifications, isn't that corny? She said she came from China late last year and went sightseeing throughout San Diego and Los Angeles. Last year, skipping Disneyland because of the measles outbreak, until she gave birth to a son a few weeks ago. Oh, isn't that a sweet story? That's an American story right there. She said that even though she has no intention of living here, she wanted her son to be able to apply to U.S. colleges because America has the world's best universities. Perhaps she hasn't read the statistics in the world that places America in almost dead last when it comes to education. Oh, that's funny. The only good education that happens in America are usually from people here on and student visas that go to somewhere else. At another apartment raided by federal authorities, a man said, even foreign countries believe that America, this American dream thing, they actually believe, just like we do, in all of these lies. America has the world's best universities. Did you hear that? At another apartment raided by federal authorities, a man said he and his wife were not in the country for maternity tourism. The man, who only gave his last name, Chen, said they had green cards and were residents of Roland Heights who were using Star Baby Care services for postpartum care, a traditional practice known as confinement. Operators of the agencies in Tuesday's raids could not be reached for comment. No arrests were made because it's not illegal. No arrests were made, though authorities said Those involved could face tax evasion and money laundering charges for hiding income from the lucrative business. All right, again, you folks are sitting there going, well, why aren't they cracking down on these people who belong here? They're doing this. No, folks, it's not illegal. The only thing that's illegal is tax evasion, money laundering. Government's not getting its cut. Are you understanding this? Organized criminals didn't get their prize. The vessels are sailing on their seas, and they're not paying their tariffs. No arrests were made. These poor women came here because they couldn't breathe in China. I mean, come on. No arrests were made. Those involved could face tax evasion. Not any kind of crime for actually creating a website, telling people to come here and do something that is shit. No, that's not why they're in trouble. That's why nobody was arrested, because there was no law broken. But there might be tax evasion, because government might not have gotten their cut. Human trafficking. Do you understand what slavery is and what citizenship is? Do you understand what you are as a citizen? Oh, well, yeah, you think because your parents were already born here, somehow that makes you a special kind of citizen. No, sorry. Sorry, you're either natural or naturalized. Because natural isn't actually of nature. So you can be naturalized. That doesn't mean that you're suddenly a part of nature. It means you're naturalized, which is just a legal term. It means you're made, you qualify for the franchise. That's all. You're made free. And the open-air prison for debtors. Agents wrote in affidavits that the schemes also defrauded the hospitals where the women gave birth. Even though the mothers paid birth tourism operators tens of thousands of dollars in fees, they paid local hospitals nothing or a reduced sum for uninsured low-income patients, according to the affidavits. Let me read that again. Agents wrote in affidavits that the schemes also defrauded the hospitals where the woman gave birth. Now remember, the hospitals are the ones committing the fraud. Okay, hospitals, for all intents and purposes, hospitals are non-profit. The only reason they're profit is because you go in and say, I'm the person. I'm the person, therefore I'm going to take the bill. I mean, you're property of government. Government should be paying for all your health care, because all you do belongs to government. Your body belongs to government, surety and bond to that name, that birth certificate. The only reason that you have hospital bills is because you're agreeing to pay for something that isn't even yours. Your body. Agents wrote, defrauded the hospitals where the woman... So the hospitals are the ones doing the birth certificate. Remember, churches own hospitals. So churches are involved in the birth process, the birth certificate process. They're creating the matrix. Right? So how can a hospital be defrauded? They're actually getting paid for creating the birth certificate. They're getting a bonus. So they're not really getting defrauded. They're specifically there to collect infants of unknown parentage. They're doing their job. They're not getting defrauded. But, you know, you got to make it look good on paper. People still have to believe in the lie. People still have to believe that they are the good citizens, that these are the bad citizens. Even though the mothers paid birth tourism operators tens of thousands of dollars in fees, they paid local hospitals nothing or reduced sum for uninsured low-income patients, according to this. Now listen to this. More than 400 women associated with the Irvine location have given birth at one Orange County hospital since 2013. Agents wrote in the affidavit, one of the women paid $4,080 out of a $28,845 hospital bill, but her bank account showed charges at Wynn Las Vegas and purchases at Rolex and Louis Vuitton stores. This is great. Dude, this is awesome. I mean, come on. You gotta love that this is what's happening. And you gotta love that the only crime that's being committed is tax evasion. And perhaps defrauding the hospital. Not paying your commercial bill for the hospital, even though the whole point of the hospital and the delivery room is to deliver the children, to make the parent abandon the child through the process of birth. Who's the one committing the fraud, right? They charge for that service. That's the amazing thing. I don't know. Folks, I don't know what to tell you here. I just don't know what to tell you other than to say, I mean, this is war. I said it before. This is reality, folks. Reality is so far different because everything is a lie. Reality just sits there unoccupied. Everything we do is a lie. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they
all right, let's welcome back. Oh, real quick, just got some calls at the last minute. Richard in Washington. Welcome, Richard.
Yes, once we're dealing with the reality of, or the irony of living, they've got, they're making money off us for birthing. They're making money off of us for dying. Then in between, there's even more fun. This is a book, Shadow Masters, by Daniel Estulin. Let's start by saying that drug money is the inherent part of the American and world economy. In the following global cash flows, it's staggering to find out the amount of profit generated annually by the drug trade is somewhere around $700 billion. This figure includes heroin, opium, morphine, marijuana, cocaine, crack cocaine, and hallucinogens. And then we also have the pharmaceutical medical industry. So, hey, is this fun or what?
It's lovely. You know, there's two pictures on this article that just cracked me up. This is from the LA Times, by the way. One of them is a bunch of police officers and then an IRS special agent. Okay, so why are they there? Tax evasion. That's the only crime that's actually being committed according to the legal law. The other one is this cop, and he's just so proud of himself. He's so intent. He's digging through a box of Loves, which are diapers. I mean, he looks like he's an accountant or something, concentrating on some massive equation, but he's digging through a box of diapers. I mean, that's how ridiculous this whole thing is. So, yeah, I mean, you're right, man. The drug trade, I what do you say to that? I mean, there's the legal drug trade and the illegal drug trade, and government is benefiting from both.
And like I say, the thing that sums it up best is the line by Pogo: "We have met the enemy, and he is us. We're the bureaucrats that keep the whole thing going."
It's true. It's true. Again, you know, look up the word voluntary in all the legal dictionaries, and you get a whole new understanding of what that word means, and it's just not what you think, man. Thanks, Richard. Oh, let's see. Rodney in Illinois, my last caller.
Hey, Clint. Always enjoy your show. I wanted to remind you and encourage you that a little more than a week ago, Jerry Kirk called in, and he gave you a taste of what his dilemma is. And I want to encourage you to follow up on that, because I know Jerry was a former RBN host. I enjoyed everything he had to say, and I'm somewhat privy to the subject matter that he called in about over the property tax issue.
Uh-huh.
And I really think you would have a great 2-hour show with him. So
I've got his number, and I've got the other gentleman, I can't remember his name, that someone recommended as well. So I'll definitely follow up. And yeah, I mean, if you can intervene, I try to manage all my stuff. And honestly, I have no guests planned here in the future.
Well, I know he's looking forward to it, and I would definitely anticipate it with bated breath, if you say. Sorry. All right, Clint, thanks for everything. Bye.
Absolutely. Very nice. Well, I guess we'll have Jerry Kirk on the show then. Yes, I am a mother. I want to be healthy. I want my child to be happy. I want air to breathe. Let's see. What does that equal? Oh, let's see. That's liberty, life, and I think that might even include property, the basic rights of all man, according to what we all say we believe, but don't seem to actually really live by it, do we? Because we're all self-interested at this point. All right. Well, anyway, folks, always a pleasure. We'll see you Monday. May or may not have a guest, who knows. Take care. Tuscan's next.
With financial uncertainty,